Amen. Let's sing that song, Come Holy Spirit, I Need You. It's in our white books, and it's number 124. 124. Praise God. Bible says that he gives the Holy Spirit to those that ask him, and he gives the Holy Spirit to those that obey. We read that in the book of Acts and in the Gospel of Luke. And God wants us to recognize our need of the Holy Spirit, our absolute need of the Holy Spirit. That's why we ask, Lord, I can't live this life. The Holy Spirit has to live it in me and through me. I need you. I can't obey you. I can put forth an effort, but my obedience will never be what it ought to be unless you obey in me. You anoint me and empower me by the Holy Spirit. And if we love Jesus and we want to please him, then we'll begin to understand how greatly we need the Holy Spirit, his power working in our life. And we'll learn to open our hearts to him. We'll learn to be sensitive to him and to obey him. I heard an interesting story about a young couple that went to Israel as missionaries. And they felt the Lord had called them there and opened the door for them to go. And they were excited about the possibilities of God using them and making them a blessing there. And they rented a little house. And it wasn't long before they noticed that a dove had come to live under the eave of their home. And they took that as a token of God's favor. The wife said, "Oh, honey, look, did you hear that dove cooing?" And he said, "Yeah, I think that's the Lord telling us that we're where he wants us to be." But you know, as time went on, they settled down. And once in a while, they slammed the door. Sometimes they had disagreements and they raised their voice a little bit. Shame on them. But they found that whenever they did that, the dove left. Sometimes it came back, but one day the dove had left. And they were concerned about that. They said, "Do you think the dove will ever come back?" And the husband said, "Well, either the dove will have to adjust to us, or we'll have to adjust to the dove. If we want the dove to abide with us, he's not going to adjust to us. We have to adjust to him." The Apostle Paul talked about grieving the Holy Spirit. We do that very often. Sometimes we don't realize it, and other times we're very conscious of the fact that something has been marred or affected, ill-affected in our relationship with the Lord. Brother Paul this morning was talking about when he was younger that he had said something, and right away he knew that he had grieved the Holy Spirit. He felt that. The dove had lifted, and he desperately wanted that presence of God back in his life, the peace. And so he asked the Lord to show him how to make things right. I told you about our sister Elsie Keller. She's gone to be with the Lord. Lovely lady. Served in both Ridgewood and Canarsie for many, many years of her life. Been to camp, I'm sure, many times. And she was always so careful to want to please the Lord and not to grieve the Holy Spirit. And I think sometimes she went a little bit overboard, but maybe it's better to go overboard that way than the other way and not be so concerned. And often she would call me and she'd say, "Brother Kenny, I'm just calling to say I'm sorry." I said, "For what?" And, "Well, you know, I didn't greet you when I left church today, and I just felt so bad. Oh, that's okay, Sister Elsie. Hello." Then I get another call from her soon after. "Oh, Brother Kenny, I called you to forgive me." I said, "Sister Elsie, I don't know what you could have done. I can't think of anything you did that needs to be forgiven." "No, no, I know that I displeased the Lord, and I'm just calling to ask your forgiveness." "Okay, you're forgiven." After a while, I was going to change my answering machine to, "Hello, you've reached the Friedmans. If this is Elsie Keller, I forgive you." But it saved a lot of time. And I mentioned that at her funeral. But you know, as amusing as that is, there was something very precious about that. And people loved Sister Elsie. And she had such a tender spirit, and she was so gentle, especially with the children. And I thought, I guess that's why. because she really loved Jesus, and it was really important to her not to displease him. You know, some people can get under condemnation about those things. I don't think she did, because she had a sweet walk with God. She knew the Lord loved her, and she loved him. But she was always so careful. She wanted to adjust to the dove rather than to try to force the dove to adjust to her. And if we're going to have the presence of God with us, we've got to learn that same thing. We have to learn what pleases the Lord. We have to learn what grieves him. And we have to ask the Lord to help us to pay attention to those things. Sometimes they're very simple things, like not slamming the door. That sounds funny. But sometimes there's the peace of God in your house, and then you're just so careless and you slam the door and make noise, and it's almost as though the dove is flutters away for a moment. Now, some people aren't sensitive to that at all. I said that when Brother Hans Waldfogel used to preach. If somebody coughed in the meeting, he had to stop. It wasn't because he was upset with them, but he was so sensitive to the Holy Spirit that little things seemed to disrupt that. Now, I'm not to that place. As a matter of fact, I do a lot of coughing in the meeting myself. And some of those things are difficult for us to understand, and so maybe we shouldn't necessarily try tonight. But let's ask the Lord to help us to adjust to the dove and to learn to live in such a way that the dove feels at home in our hearts and that he's content to rest upon us and abide with us. Of course, we're talking about the presence of Jesus. We're talking about our relationship with him. Lord, teach me how to stay close to you and not to do the things that displease you, but to do the things that draw you to me. And I've always found it strange when husband and wife love each other, but they don't do things to please one another. If the husband knows that this is what the wife wants, he doesn't do it. I'm far from the perfect husband, in spite of the little signs I put up in my house as a joke. Lisa knows about that. And but if I know that Lily wants something, I try to go out of my way to do it, because I love her. And I don't understand when you know that somebody that you love wants something, and you don't do it purposely, for whatever reason. Well, if we love Jesus and we know he wants something, let's learn to do it. And let's, through that obedience, show him how much we love him, how much we want to stay close to him. And so I just wanted to share those thoughts with us tonight, very simple thoughts, as we sing, Come Holy Spirit. You know, they wanted that dove to return, but they realized that if that dove was going to abide in their house, they had to watch the way they talked to each other. They had to watch how they lived in that home, and so much more in our lives. If we want the Holy Spirit to abide with us, we have to learn to allow him to make our hearts his home. Praise God. So let's sing that chorus again. And then I want to mention to you that I've asked Brother Matthew if he would come and sing with us and share what's on his heart. It's been so nice to have Matthew and Rachel and Theo and Judah with us. And they're going home tomorrow sometime. And so this would be his opportunity to share. Matthew's been a real blessing there in the Ridgewood Church. He's serving in ministry with others. And it's been wonderful how these ministers have worked together to maintain the presence of God in that place. And so we want to hear what he has to share with us and worship with him. And then I've asked our brother Yu. Actually, we spoke together and he had something on his heart and was willing to share it if he had opportunity. And I believe that he's leaving tomorrow as well, so this would be his opportunity too. So isn't that great? You don't have to listen to me tonight any more than you did. But we have other voices, and other brethren. Praise God. Let's sing that chorus one more time.
Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Come in your strength and your power. Come in your
a real privilege to be here this week. As I was walking back from the beach this afternoon, Theo told me that this was his favorite time ever at camp. And I said, well, what made it so special? What was your favorite thing to do? And he said, all the friends that I made. And so, well, first of all, thank you to some of you over there for being his friend so well. But I told someone a few months ago, there is something very precious. They were expecting their first child. So there's something very precious when you watch people love your children well. And thank you to all of you for loving my children well this week. They have been in excellent hands. I thought today that perhaps we would just take some time to worship the Lord together. These verses from Psalm 92 came to mind. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night. And so why don't we do that for a little while? Raise our voices to praise the Lord. Would you take your hymnal, please, and turn to number 9? We'll begin by singing, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace.
Come thou fount of every blessing, to my heart to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues of love. Praise the mountain fixed upon it, and the drums.
24 in that same hymnal, and you'll want to stand as we sing. It's easier to sing wholeheartedly when we're on our feet. Number 24, we'll begin with the first verse again.
Crown him with many crowns.
Trying to sing the fourth verse without any musical accompaniment. And those of you that are seated should stand. Well, those of you that are in front. Ready?
Crown him the Lord of love. Behold his hands and side. Rich wounds yet visible. Eternity, all hail, Redeemer.
may be seated. There's a song we sing in our church that I don't know if it's familiar to you, but I'll sing it, and if you know it, you should join. It's a chorus. We bless your name, Almighty God. We bow before your throne. We bless your name, Almighty God. We bow before your throne. We glorify your holy name. We bow before your throne. We glorify your holy name. We bow before your throne. Now by now you know it, don't you? We bless your name, Almighty God. We bow before your throne. We bless your name, Almighty God. We bow before your throne. We glorify your
wonderful. His name.